Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day.
And, yeah, congratulations to my boy Kevin Hart for the Mark Twain Award that he's going to receive.
All right,
I think he's doing that at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, we love
Center.
You, Kevin.
That's really big. And, you know, Kev, you know, man, you being a plant and all, it's really amazing that you're able to accomplish this as a plant. I don't know how you keep doing it, man. You know, all these people, you know, Hollywood, you just a plant. And for wow. you to be getting these Mark Twain Awards, it's just amazing to me, man. Congratulations. I know a lot of people wish they was planted like you were. He's such a deserving dude, man. He works so hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude is a mega star.
Yeah.
He's just a mega star, man. And, you know, it just goes to show you, man, that no matter what they say, what God got for you, can't nobody stop, no matter what they say. Mm. You know, this internet is crazy, man. There's a story was out the other day, and my stylist came running in. Mr. Harvey, your friend Dave Chappelle, he got that new TV deal on late night. I said, really? And I said, what? And CBS signed him. And I read this article. The article said Dave Chappelle signed for $2 billion deal with CBS. And I told him, I said, oh, no, that's not true. Mr. Harvey is right here reading. I said, look, man, dog, listen, have you seen this on CNN or you know, Fox, you know, headline news? Bro, a TV, who signs a deal for $2 billion? That can't be true. It's just like they were talking about Bruno Mars owed the MGM $50 million, man. Y'all got to be careful out here. It's people just putting stuff out. It don't make no sense.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet, because they said that Dave Chappelle's story came from a satire page, and CBS says that's untrue.
That $2 billion? On network TV, the way network TV is turning today, with all these options out here, where CBS get $2 billion from for a late night show? How long you think Dave Chappelle gonna be on late night show? on network TV, which is all sponsorship driven, they got about a bigger chance of staying on sponsorship driven show. As I got a, I'd be an astronaut. We got about the same chance.
Wow.
And I can be an astronaut next Saturday. Hmm. It don't make no sense. Bruno Mars, you can't run up a $50 million tab in Vegas. That doesn't happen anymore, because Vegas is now corporate ran. Not like it used to be. You can't run up $50 million. So, you know, just got to be careful about that internet. But congratulations to Kevin Hart, man. That's a big honor. And I just want Kevin to know, man, you're a plant. Don't forget that, man.
Oh, crazy.
But you know, that's good, man. Hey, man, I be happy for people, man. I be like looking at dudes that I know, man. I be happy for people, man. I think that we got to get back into the uplift business, you know. Look, you can be mad at a person for something they did or they got accused of or convicted of. You can have your opinion of that. That's fair. Mm-hmm. But to just be sitting somewhere, man, just hating on people when good stuff happened to them? Nah, man, not on this show. Nah, congratulations, Kevin. And if Dave signed for $2 billion, I'd be shocked, but congratulations.
I'd be happy. And I will watch it, for sure. Yeah.
Hell yeah, you need to hear him watch it, because they ain't going to be on long.
Because they can't sit to him, because you know Dave.
What? Boy, let me tell you what. They ain't got no chance of surviving late night TV.
No.
Not the Dave Chappelle. Because he going to say something. And then them sponsors is going to be it, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be it. I think of everything, man. I'm so grateful, man, that I've become that type of person, man, that wants to celebrate people as opposed to hate on people. I'm just grateful that I'm that way, man. But you know, for me, I just don't have the time for it. I'm busy pressing. I'm trying to press forward. I don't have time for gossip. I just don't, man. I don't have time.
Or hate. The hate. Spreading that hate, man.
It really, man, it's so crazy out here, man.
Yeah, and I like what you said. It's time to start being happy for people again, you know? Yeah. Like,
and relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, root for
man,
people.
Man, what happened to people being in love? Well, it's okay.
Yeah,
what's
really
destruction
is.
Of relationships about? Mm-hmm. Look, man, people go through hard times, man. We so happy to jump on the bandwagon when somebody's struggling. Man, hey, man, let these people, man, work through their problems and issues and all this here. You know, now look, are there some people out there putting some stuff out there about themselves they don't need to? Of course.
Yeah.
But once you open yourself up, if you put your business on social media, I can't help you. If all your thoughts got to be on social media, if she left me, I can't believe she left me. You on the hey, man. Hey, once you go out there with that, you got whatever coming that they want to do to you.
The opinions are coming, yeah.
Right. But for those people out there, man, that's trying to make it, man, I was reading this article. Megan Good did an interview about her relationship with Jonathan Majors.
Uh-huh.
And she says she in love.
That was good.
I can understand that.
Why? Because a lot of people are questioning their relationship. Is it real? Was it manufactured?
I think that brother, man, got railroaded. If you look at all the facts, that dude got railroaded, man.
Especially when you see that video of her chasing
the video.
Bruh, he was running.
From
trying to
ruin you.
Yeah.
And he was
right there.
To be a big star.
He deserved it.
And now because of this movement out there, they trying to mess this brother. They done it. But I hope you can just be careful. Hey, those are closing remarks. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God. He loves you. Okay, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.